Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Yud Dalet. We are holding on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Lema Kitanai toward the end of the page on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And this is three lines from the end of the page on Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the middle of the line. Today's show is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and on his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Goldabas Simcha La Shalom, as well as by Matis Kleidman, Lezecher Nishmas, Goldabas Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, and the Shamash and Aliyah, and also by the virtual Halacha program, which will be beginning Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida after Sukkot. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is we started discussing yesterday whether the Nesinas Etzba, on Chatos HaPnimios, the Tevilas Etzba, on Chatos HaPnimios, the fact that when it comes to the Chatos HaPnimios, one of the Avodos, one of the things you're supposed to do is dip your finger in the blood to then place it on the Mizbeach. So is that considered an Avoda that could be Mefagel Lekarban, that you have a Machshava, Chutz Lizmano, while you're doing that, that it could be Mefagel Lekarban? So the Gemara is going to suggest that maybe that issue of whether there's Pigel by having a Machshava, Chutz Lizmano, by Tevilas Hatzman, Chatos HaPnimios, is in fact a Machlokes Tanayim, and we're going to try to show how maybe it's not really a Machlokes Tanayim, even though it seems that way. Then the Gemara is going to discuss which Karbanos Rabbi Shimon would agree that a machshava shlo lishma can ruin the karban during the halacha. Rabbi Shimon was the opinion in the Mishnah that said that halacha, a machshava doesn't really affect the karban during the halacha, because halacha is something that you could skip entirely. It's something that if you shecht the karban in the right place and you manage to do it right next to the mizbeach, so since you could skip halacha entirely, so machshava will not affect it. So we're going to discuss, is there any karban where halacha is absolutely necessary? Then the Gemara is going to discuss two possible sources for Rabbi Shimon to derive that a machshava chutz l'mekomo passes by chatos hapanimios. We have a more obvious source that chutz l'zmano and that shelo l'shma passes by chatos hapanimios. What about a machshava of chutz l'mekomo? Then the Gemara is going to identify the exact locations that a bad machshava during halacha will matter depending on the holiness of those locations, meaning which halachos, what areas of the Beis HaMikdash where you're walking in is the walking necessary for which karbanos, meaning which karbanos can be done close enough to where they need to be that you could have avoided that walk. So anywhere you could have avoided that walk, well, that halacha doesn't count. Only a halacha that's unavoidable, only with such a halacha count. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a non-Kohen is allowed to do the halacha. Can a Zar do the halacha? And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss whether halacha shelo beregel is shema halacha. What if you're just passing something, but you're not actually moving your feet? Is that considered a halacha? So the large majority of the daf today is about halacha. But let's begin. Lema kitanai, three lines on the bottom of the page. So lema kitanai, maybe this issue of whether tevilas etzba is mefagel the karban is in fact a machlokes tanai. Detani chada, tevilas etzba mefagelas bechatas, vitanidas lo mefagelas velo mispagelas. That here you have pretty straight up that we have one brisa that says that tevilas etzba can be mefagel the karban, that you have a machshav chutz zmano while you're being tovel by etzba, that it will make the karban pigel. And another brisa that says no, if you have a machshav chutz zmano while you're being tovel by etzba, it's not mefagel the karban. It adds, and it's also not mispagel the karban. That means that a machshava during, let's say, the shechita, that you're going to do the tevilas etzba chutz l'zmano, won't make the carbon pigle. That l'chora, and the Mishnah Melech points this out, that l'chora is not a chiddush at all, and that no one disagrees to. Because as we discussed yesterday, that the idea of pigle, there are two elements. There's what I'm doing, and then there's what I'm having a machshava about. So the way pigle works is, what I'm doing, I have to be doing an avoda, having a machshava of doing an achila chutz l'zmano. Thing is, we define achila somewhat broadly. Achila doesn't only mean me eating it, it could also mean the mizbeach eating it, but certainly tvilas etzba is not an achila. So if I'm having a machshava while I'm doing shchita or kabbalah or zrik or having in mind that the tvilas etzba is going to be chutzlus mano, that's not a machshava but an achila, and therefore it's obviously not mispagelas. That's what the Mishnah Melech points out. Not all the achronim agree. Happens to be a number of the achronim say no, it is an achila because the tvilas etzba is the beginning of the zrika, and zrika is an achilas mizbeach. So therefore, it's considered to be to sort of like go along with the zrika. But either way, that's a side point over here. The question is about mifageles. Is it an avoda that while if I have a machshava to, let's say, actually be ochel chutzlus mano while I'm doing the tevilas etzba? So is tevilas etzba an avoda? So that seems to be a machlokas between these two tanaim. So says Gemara, my love tanai. Doesn't this tell you that this issue of is a machlokas in the brisos about creating pigle by being tovel be'etzma with the machshava of chutzlus mano? So says Gemara, that you don't say that the brisos are disagreeing about that. Maybe everyone agrees tevilas etzba is just part of the halacha, and the machlokas is harabban and harabi shimon. The real question is, can halacha be mifaga l'karban? Does the machshava of chutzlus mano during the halacha mifaga l'karban? So the brisa that says yes assumes like the rabbanon in our mishnah that said that a machshava chutzlus mano during the halacha is mifaga l'karban, and the brisa that said no, that it will not be mifaga l'karban, assumes like Rabbi Shimon who appeared in our mishnah, who said that that since you could avoid halacha entirely, halacha is not something that's critical to the karban, and therefore machshava chutzlus mano during the halacha will not be mifagel the karban. So frek the gemara I Rabbi Shimon my iria tefilas etzba. But if you're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, meaning if the brisa that says that tevilas etzba is not going to be mefagel is a reflection of the shita of Rabbi Shimon, so my iria tevilas etzba, why does the brisa dafka talk about tevilas etzba not being mefagel the karban? Ha'amar kol she'eno al mizbeach achitzon kishlamim ein bo mishum pigel. Rabbi Shimon happens to have an opinion that any karban that doesn't, whose dam doesn't get thrown on the mizbeach achitzon, is simply not subject to pigel at all. So the chatos apnimios, regardless, are not subject to pigel. Forget about the tefilas etzba. The whole karban's not subject to pigel. You can have all the machshavos chutzlus mano you want, and it's not going to be pigel. So the truth is, the achronim point out that the gemara could have asked different. It could have said that that it can't be that tefilas, that the brisa that says tefilas etzba is not mefagel follows Rabbi Shimon, because then why would the brisa talk about tefilas etzba? Just talk about halacha. That let it say the bigger story, that halacha is not mefagel l'karban. It doesn't even mention that. So, but either way, the Gemara has this kasha, that Rabbi Shimon holds chatos apnimios are not subject to pigel anyway. So it says Gemara, Ella, so rather what you have to say is, havaha rabbanon, both of the brisos, both the brisos that says tefilas etzba is mefagel l'karban, and the brisos that says tefilas etzba is not mefagel l'karban, they're both assuming like the rabbanon that hold that halacha is one of the dalet avodos that will generate a machshavas pigel that could be mefagel l'karban. V'lo kasha, and it's still not a steer between the brisos, because kan b'chatos achitzonios, the brisa that says that a machshava will not be mefagel during tevilas etzba is some b'chatos achitzonios, where there is no tevilas etzba that's necessary, and that's why a machshava of chutzlus mano during tevilas etzba is not going to be relevant. You don't need to do a tevilas etzba, and kan b'chatos apnimios, and the brisa that says that a tevilas etzba will be, that a machshava chutzlus mano during tevilas etzba will be mefagel the karban, that's by the chatos apnimios, where you actually need to do a tevilas etzba, and therefore it's one of the avodos. So says Mar, well, chatos achitzonios pshita, if it's chatos achitzonios, it's pashut that tevilas etzba is not going to be mefagel the karban. Look, sibuvitaval never says you need a tevilas etzba, so obviously that's not one of the avodos. So says Mar, no, itzrich, the Tana still needs to tell me this din, because salkataita chamina holuksiv velokach, that since by the chatos achitzonios it does say velokach hakoyin midam achatas be'etzba'o, that he should take from the dam with his etzba. So from the word velokach, it sounds like he himself needs to do the taking of the dam, which sounds an awful lot like tevilas etzba v'yasi kof ramilei ayade. So if there was a maisa kof, let's say he didn't do an act of lekicha, the dam just ended up on his finger somehow. How did it end up on his finger? A monkey snuck into the base of Migdash and took some dam and put it on his finger, right? So we call a maisa Sukkot. It came through some, just happened by itself. So by the Mishkal Zimna Achriti, the Kohen would have to take it again because there's a din of Velakach, and therefore, Keman Dechsev V'Taval Dami, and therefore we should treat that as if the Torah Dafka commanded V'Taval, that he needs to actually dip his own finger in the dam. So Kamash Malan, that's why it has to tell me that that's not true. Lachilok Siv, that's why it does V'Taval, that's why it doesn't say V'Taval, it says V'Lakach, that D'mashmachi U'mashmachi, which can imply either way, meaning from the fact that it doesn't say B'Ferish, that he has to be Tovel Etzba Obedam, we see that Tvilas Etzba is not really a significant enough, avoda that a Machsheves Pigul is going to be Mefagel the Karban. So from the fact that he used the term V'Lakach and Be'etzba'o, we see that even by Chatos HaChitzonios, you need a Lekicha Sadam to be Be'etzba, but that Lekicha is not so significant that a Machshav Chutzos Mano during it is going to be Mefagel your Karban. That's how we thread that needle, that yes, by Chatos HaChitzonios, you do need to actually stick your finger in the dam, but it's not a significant enough Avoda that a Machshav Chutzos Mano while you're doing that is going to be Mefagel the Karban. The Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos just wonders why does it talk about Maisa Kof? Just talk about another Kohen went and did it, right? Meaning such an unusual example that a monkey came and he put the blood on your finger. Just say another Kohen came and he took the blood and he put it on it. It's much more likely, right, that's what's going to happen. And he put the blood on some other person, put it on the Etzba Kohen. And the Torah is telling us that no, it needs to be Etzba'o. It needs to be with your Etzba. The guy who's doing the Zrika, he's the one that needs to be doing the Maisa Lekicha. So the impression you get is that if another Kohen did it, that maybe somehow that works, but not so clear. The Netziv in Merom Esada says that maybe that depends on a suffix the Gemara has in Maseches Yoma. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma on Daf Mem Tes talks about a Kohen that takes the Meloch Chafnov of the Ketores, and then he puts that Meloch Chafnov into the Chofen Shel Chavero, into the handful of the other Kohen, where the Avodah's Kasher. Is it Meloch Chafnov Dafka? Is it as long as you have a Meloch Chafnov, or is it no, V'lokach V'hevi? You need to actually take the Meloch Chafnov. So he says probably that suffix that the Gemara has over there is the same suffix over here. That is it that you need to actually do the Lekicha Be'etzba, V'lokach, or is it that you just need Dam on your Etzba in the end? So okay, so it says the meaning, but another Kohen could have done the V'lokach, but a Kof certainly can't do the V'lokach. So Rabbi Shimon Machshir Bihilach. We then said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says that any Machshava that you have, Chutz Zmano during the Holacha is irrelevant, because Holacha could be entirely made irrelevant by just shechting the carbon right next to the Mizbeach. So since Halacha is not critical, bad machshavos during the Halacha are not going to be a problem. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, so Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish just points out, even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though according to Rabbi Shimon a machshava is not going to passel during Hiluch, that's only by the Chatos HaChitzonios. But Moder Rabbi Shimon ben Halacha's Chatos HaPnimios, but the Halacha of the Dam of the Chatos HaPnimios, Shemachshav that a machshava will passel. You know why? Because it's an avoda that you cannot be mevatel, because you cannot shecht in the heichal. In the chatos haprimios, the dam needs to get to the heichal, and you can't shecht in the heichal. So there is a necessary halacha. There's no place that you can shecht the animal close enough that a halacha will be unnecessary. Rashi writes, the reason you can't shecht in the heichal is because it's not midas derech eretz to shecht in the heichal. Tosfos points out what you see from Rashi. Tosfos Daf Samach Gimel points out what you see from Rashi is that even though there's a requirement of tzafon, of shechting kachi kachim in the tzafon, apparently the heichal counts. That the heichal would have counted as tzafon, it's just that it's not midas derech eretz to be doing a shechita so close in, to be doing a shechita in the heichal. So I asked the Gemara, how could it be that Rabbi Shimon is moda, that a machshava during holacha is going to passel by chataos hapanimios? V'amar Rabbi Shimon, kol shein al mizbech chitzon kishlam min chayv lov mishum pigel. The chataos hapanimios in general are not subject subject to piggle. So if they're not subject to piggle, they're probably not subject to becoming puzzle with a machshava during the halacha. Meaning we said that since we learned the whole din of piggle from shlamim, so anything that's different enough from shlamim cannot become piggle. And Rabbi Shimon thinks chatos apnimios simply cannot become piggle. So says the Gemara, no, I'm Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina, moda hayalivsal. You're right, Rabbi Shimon holds chatos apnimios cannot become piggle to the extent that if you have a machshava chutzas mano that you can be chayiv kares for eating such a karban. But Rabbi Shimon is moda that if you do have such a machshavas piggle during the avodos of a chatos achitonios, it will at least make the karban possible. It may not make a piggle, it may not make it that you chayiv kares, but that same machshava that would normally be mefagel, when you have that same machshava on chatos apnimios, it will make the karban possible mikal v'chomer, based on the following kal v'chomer. Umasha lo l'shman shulch shu b'shlamim. If a machshava shalol l'shma is totally acceptable when it comes to a karban shlamim, meaning the karban does not even become possible with it, and yet possible b'chatos, we said the two exceptions of shalol l'shma where it will possible a karban or chatos and Pesach, it will possible a chatos. So machshava is pigle to eat the karban chutz l'zmano sheposel b'shlamim, which will definitely possible a karban shlamim. Machshava is pigle definitely possible shlamim. That's where the Torah talks about pigle. Say no din sheif some chatos. So all the more so will at least possible the karbanos chatos. So maybe in a chinam we cannot learn the whole din of pigle from shlamim to the chatos, because they're too dissimilar from one another. But at least from a kal v'chomer, we should learn that it's problematic, that having a machshava chutz l'zmano is at least problematic for a chatas. So, because even that which is not problematic for a shlamim is problematic for a chatas. Shalol l'shma is not problematic for a shlamim and is, yes, problematic for a chatas. So a machshava chutz l'zmano, which makes a shlamim pigle, should at least be problematic for a chatas as well. So says Mar, okay, great. So v'ashkechon chutz l'zmano. We have now had a good limud to teach me that by the chatos apnimios, if you have machsheves chutz l'zmano, it will passel the carbon. That was the kal v'chomer that we just learned. Chutz l'mekomo minalan. How do I know that if during the avodos of the chatos apnimios you have a machshava to be makter the emurim, let's say outside of the azara, how do I know that passes the karban? That's also a psul that the Torah tells me specifically in the context of karban shlamim, and I'm supposed to learn it from shlamim to the rest of the karbanos. So Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you cannot apply things from shlamim to chatos, how is he going to know that chutz l'mekomo is going to passel by chatos? So says Mari, well, if you want to say that once he has a limud that machshavas chutz l'zmano will pasal chatos apnimios, so too machshavas chutz l'mekomo should do the same. Well, malach chutz l'zmano shekein kares. Machshavas chutz l'zmano is normally a more severely bad machshava than machshavas chutz l'mekomo, because just look what happens by a karmen shlamim. By a karmen shlamim, if you have machshavas chutz l'zmano, kares, it's pigle. By a karmen shlamim, if you have machshavas chutz l'mekomo, pasal, but not pigle, it's not kares. So machshavas chutz l'mekomo is not as bad. And ish mishalol l'shma. And if you want to tell me you learned it from machshava shalol l'shma, that even though it doesn't pasul by yishlamim, it will pasul by chatos apnimios, so machshavas chutz l'mekomo, which does pasul by yishlamim, should all the more so pasul by chatos apnimios, shekei noig babama. But the psul of that machshava is more chamor, because it's noig on a bama as well, that when a person brings a carbon on a bama siyach, when there was a shas heter bamos, as opposed to machshava chutz l'mekomo, it was not shayich by a bama, because there is no makom for a bama. The whole bama is outside, so there is no possibility of chutz l'mekomo by a bama. So you cannot learn from psul of shalol l'shma. Shalol l'shma applies to a bama. Chutz l'mekomo is a psul, doesn't apply to a bama. So it answers the gemara, the psul of machshava shalol l'shma b'may noheg. Where do we have a machshava of shalol l'shma being problematic and pasuling a karban? Bepesach v'chatos. It only applies by Pesach and Chatos. Other karbanos do not become pasul with the machshava shalol l'shma. It's just that it's not all the bayim shem chova, and therefore don't tell me that I cannot learn the machshavas chutz l'mekomo from machshava shalol l'shma, because after all, machshava shalol l'shma applies to a bama. No, it doesn't. Pesach v'chatos Bama lo karvu. Neither a Pesach nor a Chatos could be brought on a Bama. So we can learn from Shalol Lishma. And the limud is very simple, that if Shalol Lishma is going to passel, then Machshavav Chutzu Mekomo will also passel. The whole reason to say we cannot learn from Lo Lishma is that Lo Lishma is even a problem on a Bama. No, it's not. Lo Lishma is only a problem on a Chatos and a Pesach. Chatos and a Pesach are never brought on a Bama. So therefore, the limud is back, that I can learn the psul of a machshava chutz l'makomo from the limud, from the psul of a machshava of shalol lishma. V'bayisemo, or another possible source that a machshava chutz l'makomo will passel the chatos ha'pnimios, according to Rabbi Shimon, is that akeshahu, that he learns it from a hekesh. That it says by Karban Shlamim, the pasuk says, v'im he'achol ye'achel mi'bsar zevach shlamo b'yom ha'shlishi lo yiratzeh, that if you have a machshavas pigul, it's going to validate the shlamim. Hamakrivo so lo yichashev lo pigul yia vanefesh ochelus menu avonot hisa. So shlishi zechutz lizmano. When it talks about having a machshava to eat it on the third day, that's machshava zechutz lizmano, because a carbon shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and one night. So having it right to eat it on the third day is machshava zechutz lizmano. Pigul zechutz l'makomo. The word pigul must be teaching me that even chutz l'makomo, that a machshava of chutz l'makomo will also passel the carbon. So since those two psulim of chutz l'zmano and chutz l'makomo appear in the same pasuk, so I see that wherever we're knowing the psul of chutz l'zmano, we're also knowing the psul of chutz l'makomo. So once Rabbi Shimon has a lima to tell me that the psul of chutz l'zmano is going to apply to chatos ha'pnimios, mimela the psul of chutz l'makomo is also going to apply to chatos ha'pnimios. So Amar Rava, imtim tzalomar, Rava just points out, imtim tzalomar Shimon Savla kibrei. If you want to say that Rabbi Shimon holds like his son, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, da Amar, who's going to tell us in about a week from now, that beinu ulam v'lam mizbeach tzafon, that the northern part of the Azara, between the ulam and the mizbeach, is also called tzafon, and you're allowed to shecht kachay kachim in between the ulam and the mizbeach, well then, ein machshava mo'eles, Ba'olachas chatos ha'pnimios, ella mi pesach ulam v'lefnim. Meaning, what was the reason that halacha mattered by chatos ha'pnimios? It's because you can't shecht in the heichal, but you got to be zorik the dam in the heichal. So a halacha is necessary. But how much of that walk is really necessary? From the makom that you shechted until you get to where you need to be zorik the dam, how much of that walk could have been avoided? Well, the only part of that walk that could not have been avoided is from right at the pesach ulam, further into the Heichal. But you could have shechted the animal right at the Pesach Ulam. So any part of the, if you shechted the animal somewhere else, and then, somewhere further out, and then you had to walk it toward the Pesach Ulam and further, so any part of the walk that was toward the Pesach Ulam, that's not a halacha. That could have been done without, and therefore any machshavas you have during that time are irrelevant. The machshavas only start to matter when you get to the Pesach Ulam and the Fnim, and more toward the Heichal, because that's a walk that's unavoidable. And now we're just going to continue along the same lines. Depending where the Kedusha is and what's avoidable, what's unavoidable, we'll see where halacha matters. Vimtim salomar savlak Rabbi Yehuda. And if you're going to say that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, damar toch hazara mikdash, that the ritzba of the azara has the din of Kedushas mizbeach itself, and therefore you could be makdir by the ritzba, the emurim of the karbanos on the ritzba's hazara. So in machshav melos ba'alacha siluk bezichin, when you take the bezichin, the vona, off of the shulchan in order to be makdir them on the mizbeach hachitzon, right? And during that time, let's say where you're carrying the bezich elavona from the shulchan, you're having in mind to eat the lechem apanim chutz lizmano. It's only going to be mefagel el mi pesach heichal v'lechutz. Only when you leave the heichal until you get if you have that machshava when you're molech the bezichim from the doorway of the heichal and out until you get to the yetzia from the ulam, because the halacha in that place is unavoidable. But the halacha within the heichal you could have avoided, because what you could have done is you could have brought the shulchan right up to the pesach heichal, and then you would not have had to carry the bezichim through the heichal. So since from the ulam and after you leave the ulam, your machshava doesn't help anymore, because the ritzba is mukudeshes like the mizbeach itself. So you can be makdir the bezichim right there as soon as you leave the ulam on the ritzvah ha'azara. And even if you continue and you don't burn it right there, you bring it to the mizbeach, which is the normal thing to do. But that you could have avoided that. You didn't have to do that. So since you didn't have to do that, it would not be mefagel. Vim timtzalomer. And if you want to say savar kedusha seichel v'ulam chadihi, that he holds that the kedusha of the ulam and the heichel is one kedusha. Ein machshav moelas ella pesach ella mi pesach ulam v'lachutz. Then the machshava is only going to be mefagel if you have such a machshava at the time of carrying the bezichim from the beginning of the thickness of the wall of the ulam and outward, and until you get to the chalal pesach. But while you're still in the ulam, you could be mevatel that whole halacha just by bringing the shulchan close to the pesach ulam, which has kedusha seichel. And as soon as you leave the thickness of the pesach ulam and you go further out, that halacha could be avoided by just being makdir the bezichim on the ritzpas ha'azara, because you don't need to bring it all the way to the mizbech. So you just have the thickness of the doorway where you have a problem. Vimtim tzalomar tocha pesach kilifnim. And if you hold that the tocha pesach, the chalal pesach, the thickness of the doorway, has a din of the ulam itself, well then ein makshav melsa filip siyach asal b'kdei shatas yado. Then the halacha, a makshava of the halacha is not going to be impactful even for one full step. It's just the shatas yado, the stretching of your hand when you're standing by the pesach ulam and you stretch your hand out to the ritzpas hazara in order to be makdir the bezichim there. Only that's a necessary halacha that you cannot be mevatel. Just to get over that line, to get over that the line in between them, but and no other halacha is necessary, because you could have been mamid the shulchan even in the chalal pesach, even inside the thickness of the doorway that's near the azara, because we're assuming that chalal pesach now is kilufnim, and when you're mesalik the bezichim from there, you could be makdir it right there, right at the ritzpas azara, right on the other side of the door. So the only halacha that's necessary is to push it over to the other side of the door, and that's the only place where a machshav is going to matter. Vim tim tzalom or savar. And if you want to say that Rabbi Shimon holds halacha shalom beregel lo shema halacha, well then in machshav mas klal, that just moving something with your hand, reaching over, is not even called halacha. Well then there is no halacha that's consequential when it comes to carrying the bezichei levona. So Amalei Abaye la amored Rav Chista. Abaye said to the maturgam of Rav Chista, the one who used to announce his shiurim loudly, by my name Rav Chista, that ask Rav Chista halacha bizar mahu. What about a Zar doing the halacha? What if it's not a kohen, it's just a regular guy? Is a halacha puzzle with a zar? So Amalei kshera. So he said, Rav Chista said, it's kosher. A zar is allowed to do halacha. Umikra misayeni, and I have a raya from a pasuk in Divrei Yamim. Pasuk says, vayishchatu es ha-pesach, vayizruku ha-kohanim es ha-dam, mi-adam, v'alaviyim mafshitim. So it sounds like the kohanim were zorik the dam from the hands of the zarim that had shechted it. That after the kohen was makabel the dam, the zarim would take the kli with the dam and they would bring it to the kohanim, who would then be zorik the dam. So you see the way it's describing how it went is that the zar was doing the halacha. The zar not only did the shechita, he did the halacha. So Masav Rav Sheshes challenged this psak, and he says zar va'onen. We have a brisa that tells me that a zar and an onen, a kohen who lost one of the shiva krovim that day, onen in Talmudic terminology does not mean that a relative died and is not yet buried. That's what in Talmudic terminology is called meso muta lefanav, and that can last for days. Onen means a relative died that day. He might already be buried, but he died that day. That's an onen. He's possible to do the avoda when he's an onen. Vishikr, or a kohen who's a shikr, who's possible to do the avoda, or balmum, or mishikr doesn't mean he's an alcoholic. It means he's currently drunk. Balmum, and someone who's a balmum, b'kabbalah, b'halacha, b'zrika, pasul, cannot do the Kabbalah, the halacha, or the zrika, v'chein yoshe, v'chein smol. And also, if he's sitting down or if he's doing it with the left hand, it's also going to be pasul. But it's pretty explicit among the psulim we said over here is that a zar may not do the halacha. So tiyufta, so that's taka tiyufta on Rav Chista. There's a price of beferish against him. So says Mar, Rav Chista kraka amar. Says Mar, but wait, you may have a price against Rav Chista, but he's got a pasuk on his side. He quoted a pasuk in Divrei Hayam. Yamim. So answer Gemara, Da'avin Maisa Itztava. The Tzar that's being described in Divrei Yamim is just, he's standing in place. He's not doing anything. That the Tzarim stood next to the Kohanim, who were, the Kohanim did the Kabbalah Sadam. The Kohen would then give the Tzar the Kli with the Dam, and the Tzar would hold it until the Kohen would come back to take it from him. But he didn't move it at all. He didn't bring it. He didn't push it along. And in any way, he just stood there. He was a Maisa Itztava. He was like a platform where the Dam was resting for some time. Rabbi Rav Yosef Zarm Tavai Halacha Bizar Machlokas Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Rabbi Rav Yosef think it's a Machlokas Tanoim whether a Zar is allowed to do Halacha. Rabbi Shimon Dam Ravoda Evshal Vatzal Vav Avodi. Rabbi Shimon who holds that an Avoda that could be avoided is not considered an Avoda. So then Ksheir Bizar, then it's Kasher by a Zar because Halacha could for the most part be avoided on most Kabbalahs. You just shecht it right next to the Mizbech and you don't need a Halacha. And therefore, since it could be avoided, it's not an Avoda. And if it's not an Avoda, a Zar could do it. But the Rabbanan Psula, the Rabbanan who hold that Halacha is an Avoda, the Rabbanan of our Mishnah that held that Halacha is an Avoda, and that's why Makshav Shalal Shema during the Halacha is going to passel your Karban, they hold that it's going to, that a Zar cannot do the Halacha. So Amle Abai, Abai Seturaba, is the Psula of Avoda by Zar totally on the fact that it's Efshal Levatla or not Efshal Levatla? Vashchita da Avoda Shi Efshal Levatla. There's no avoiding Shchita on a Karban, and Ukshera Bazar, and a Zar is allowed to do Shchita, so you see that there's an Avoda that's unavoidable, and yet a Zar is still allowed to do it. So by Halacha, maybe we can say the same thing, that even though it's Efsha, it's unavoidable, it should be Kasher for a Zar. So it's a Kasha, and Rabbi Rav Yosef, who wanted to say that according to the Chachamim, a Zar is possible to be Molech, because it's E-Efsha Levatla. From Shchita, you see that even though there are things that are E-Efsha Levatla, a Zar is still allowed to do it. So Amlei, Rabbi responded back to Abayi, don't bring me a riot from Shchita, that even an avoda that's Yevshal Levatla is kosher by Azar. Shchita lav avodahi. Shchita is not considered an avoda because all the psulim are kosher to be shochet. Halacha is an avoda, and according to the Chamim, it's not just an avoda; it's an avoda that you cannot be mevatel. So shchita, you're right; it's unavoidable, but it's not an avoda. The idea of a zar being pasul is that it has to have two qualifications: an avoda that you cannot be mevatel. So it says more velo is shchita not an avoda? V'am Rabbi Zeir Amarav, but didn't Rabbi Zeir Amarav tell us shchitas para bizar psula of zar that does shchita of a para aduma? It's going to be pasul. It needs to be done by a kohen. V'am Rav Allah, and Rav explains elazar v'chuka ksivba that the psul is because it says in the parsha of para aduma that elazar hakohen was the one that was mitzuva to shechted, and it says zos chukas hatorah. The lashon of chuka tells us that it's everything it says by the para is ma'akev. So by para aduma we don't allow a pasul to do the shchita. It has to be done by a kohen. So you see that shchita is an avoda. So it's just that, even though it's an avoda, for some reason, by all other karbanos other than paraduma, we allow a zar to do it. So it says, we're not a shiny para to kachay bedek habayis. Paraduma is different because it's only kachay bedek habayis. It has kedushas damim, does not have kedushas aguf. So since it's not, there can't be avoda by anything that only has kedushas damim. So the fact that the Torah requires a kohen to shecht, it must just be Xeris Hakasov. But by other Kabbalahs where they have Avoda, if the Shchita is an Avoda, has to be done by a Kohen. And since a Shchita by Kabbalahs is Kasher with anybody, with the Zar also, it must not be an Avoda. So it says Mar Vlav to Kol Dechenu, but shouldn't it be Kal Vachomer? Kache Bet Gabayis Havya Avoda. If Kache Bet Gabayis, the Shchita is going to be an Avoda, Kache Mizbech, Lav Avodi. So Kache Mizbech, the Shchita of Kache Mizbech, that which has more kedusha is not an avoda. So Amar Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi Miditava Amaros Negayim. The lav avoda he by a kohuna. There are certain things that you need a kohen for, even though it's not an avoda. Like Maros Negayim to paskin on a negat zaraas. It's not an avoda, but you need a kohen to do it. Va'alrei Holacha Sevarim Lakevish Tavoda Shef Shalavatlihi. What about bringing the limbs of the carbonola to the ramp of the mizbeach in order to burn it, which is an avoda that you could have been mevatel because you could have done all the hefshet v'nituach right next to the Mizbeach, Upsula Bazar, and yet the Zar is not allowed to do it. The Chsivik Rav HaKohen as HaKol Victor Mizbecha, Vamarzu Alach Zivarm Lekevesh, and that's referring to bringing the limbs to the Kevesh. So it says, Hecha de Gali Gali, Hecha de Lo Gali Lo Gali. Yeah, where the Torah says that you need a Kohen, you need a Kohen. Where the Torah doesn't say it, then you don't need a Kohen. But Vlav Kol de Chenu, isn't it a Kal Vachomer? Uma, Hilach Zivarm Lekevesh, Deloma Akva Kapara Bayakuna. If you need a Kohen to bring the Evarim of the the carbonola to the ramp of the Mizbeach, which is not even something that impacts kapara, halachas dam, de ma'akva kapara, the halach of the dam, where it's one of the avodos that are ma'akev the kapara, lo kol shekein. So kasha, that's taka kasha. Itmar nami amarula amar Rabbi Lazar, halach of bizar psula afilu Rabbi Shimon, that a zar may not do the halacha, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Ibayilu, halacha shlo beregel, shma halacha, lo shma halacha. What about halacha shlo beregel? If you're just passing it, but you're not moving your feet. So raya number one, tashma, v'chein yoshev, v'chein small, pasul. Ha'omei dumya di yoshev kasher. We said that if you're sitting, it's pasul. But it sounds like if you're standing, doing the very same thing you would be doing if you were sitting, passing it along without moving your feet, that would be kasher. So it says, mar dilma yoshev di kashayev meshev. Maybe yoshev means that you're scooting along, so you are moving. And omei dumya di yoshev deny porta. And therefore, omei dumya di yoshev would be that you are moving your feet. So tashma, another raya. Shachat yisrael v'kibel ha-kohen, nesan l'chaveru v'chaveru l'chaveru. By the description of the Korban Pesach, we said that each person would pass to the next guy, to the next guy, to the next guy. So that's a halacha, even though they're not moving. So asam nami denai deporta. Maybe they are moving a little bit. Well, my kamash malan. Well, then what's the point of this whole passing along the assembly line? Barova madras melech, to get as many people involved as possible. Tashma, final raya. Kibel ha-kosher, nasan l'pasul. The kosher, the kohen kosher takes the dam from the tzavra behema and puts it in his makabel in a kli, and he gives it lepasel to the someone who's pasel to the avoda yachzer the kasher, and he gives it back to someone who's kasher. So you see that even though the dam was in the hand of the pasel between the kabbalah and the halacha, it doesn't pasel it. So you see from here that halacha shelo beregel is not considered to be halacha, and that's why when he passes it along, it's not a problem. Same with yachzer kasher v'yikabla. No, maybe we say that another kohen comes right next to the mizbech and takes the dam from the pasel guy, and he's the one that brings it toward the mizbech. You don't need; doesn't need to be molech the dam any further. Though shatas yad to the pasel is considered halacha, even though it's done shalom beregel, it's still called halacha. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the bottom of Amud Beis. Have a great day.